For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Former police officer Howard Wooldridge is once again riding his horse Misty across America, wearing a t-shirt that says, "Cops say legalize drugs, ask me why." Where are you today, sir?
Syracuse, New York, the Empire State, 320 miles from New York City.
Tell us about the latest events. What's been going on the road there?
Well, I finally had a couple of bad encounters with law enforcement in Ohio near Cleveland. Two separate situations. They thought I was more of a homicide suspect than a man riding a horse. But we got through it okay, and also had dozens of real positive encounters like today. A deputy sheriff stopped by, and when she was in the eighth grade, she had written a paper on why we should legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana. So, of course, she was all over the issue.
Well, Howard, tell us a bit about that encounter with law enforcement. Was there an escaped murderer on a horse?
No, Dean, it was just a guy that didn't like my t-shirt. So he stopped me and said there's a local ordinance that you can't have livestock inside the city of Lakewood. And I said, Misty's not livestock, she's a horse, this is transportation, I got the same rights as a bicycle. He said, you're wrong, and I'm gonna have to give you a ticket. So 15 minutes later, he says, well, we can't find the ordinance, you're free to go.
Well, typical enough, I guess.
After we took my social security number and my cell phone number and my address and, everything but my shoe size.
Well, Howard, tell us about some of those positive encounters. You're wearing a shirt that says, cops say legalize drugs, ask me why. What do you tell them?
When I was in Cleveland, I was stopped by several police officers and detectives there in the city. They said, that makes so much sense. We've been saying that for years, back at the donut shop, but you can't say it in public. And they were all over it. I had other officers, all over the place. Deputy Sheriff the other day here in New York said, and he's thinking about being a speaker for LEAP. So, many of our colleagues, especially the retired ones, are believing in it. And that's one of my purposes here is to try to get them to step up and become a speaker for the Rotaries and Kiwanis Clubs.
Well, Howard, I see it as in order for a working policeman to stand up for drug reform, he's got to kind of denigrate the reputations of many who've come before him. It is a difficult task, is it not?
It is very difficult, and that's why LEAP has staff membership for active duty police officers. Well, like I told the deputy this morning, who's maybe 25, I said, if you know some retired deputies or retired police officers, contact them and let them know that we exist, and we're looking for people to step up. And heck, we give them 35 cents a mile. What more could you ask? Well, this is Howard and Misty signing off from Syracuse, New York, the Empire State. Keep up the good work, and we will too.
To learn more, please visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.